I don't know. I honestly don't remember. Well, I remember the hams and the shoulders and the backbone, because you use backbone and the ribs,
yes, ma'am.
Spare ribs.
That bacon wasn't like the bacon you get in the
store. It wasn't cured. Mm-hmm. It was just a streak, lean streak of fat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And is that the kind of meat that said that, you know, when a lot of times my grandmother fixes some turnip greens or even peas and beans, she'll put in some...
Put a piece of bacon. You really used to use, they used to call it, what did they used to call it? Streak of lean, streak of fat. But they called it something else in the stores.
Was that?
They had bacon squares in the stores. I told you about that. And it was similar to that.
Was it like, kind of like the
but
white
meat? But it wasn't
meat.
Cured.
Was that white meat? Or
white meat with a streak of red, you know, a couple of streaks of red in it. That was the lean. The fat and the lean. And Mama used to love to go in the middle of the afternoon and go in the where the food was, whether it was in the kitchen or still on the dining room table, and get herself a piece of that fat meat, put it in a muffin and eat it. Oh.
I guess that's what likes
her. And she got so fat. When Mama married, she never weighed 100 pounds in her life. And at one time, she got up to around 178 pounds and stopped weighing.
Goodness.
She said she wasn't going to weigh 180 pounds. So she just quit getting on the stales. And before she died, she was back down to around 120.
Mm-hmm. Did she put herself on a diet?
Well, she had high blood pressure. She had to stop eating all that fat meat. And she didn't eat anything like as much. Mm-hmm. Mama used to say frequently, see, she and I lived together for several years, 6 years after Papa died. Ain't they, Mamie, were there too. And Mama would say frequently, she didn't see how on earth she held all the food she ate, because she didn't eat half as much. She got to the point that she just couldn't eat a lot. But she remembered, she would remember how, when she said, no wonder I weighed nearly 200 pounds frequently. She, think about it, all the food she used to put, and eating between meals.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's really
that was really what it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I have a friend who one time doctor put her on a diet and she lost 80 pounds. And can you imagine?
That is a lot of weight.
But I have a friend now riding around in a car and going and playing bingo, and takes me his car, and she could easily lose 100 pounds. And she has high blood pressure. Why on earth she doesn't reduce, I don't know. She's a young woman, she's not an...
That's just...
Has a grown married daughter, but she's not an old person.
It
is, and she ought to do better by herself.
Especially if she's young, it looks like she would have...
Well, she's young by my standards.
Healthy women like you, and you mentioned the woman downstairs, it looks like that would inspire her to...
Get down. Well, I've never had to doubt on account of my weight. I don't think I would have had the willpower to have done it. So it's just as well. And on this cholesterol diet, I never liked fat meat. I never ate the skin on chicken. Now, our chickens were cooked, fried chickens. The chicken wasn't skinned before it was fried. But I never ate the skin. I always took it off. I never ate the skin on any meat. Now, I had a sister who loved to eat the crisp skin on a pork roast. I never did like to eat any kind of fat meat. And I'd always, if a steak had any fat on it, I never would eat the fat. I'd always just cut that off, leave it on the plate, T-bone steak, anything like that. I never liked. And I always ate the light part of the chicken, didn't want the dark part. I didn't eat things that were fattening. I didn't like them. So it wasn't a sacrifice for me not to eat them.
I have a bad sweet tooth. I have to continue to watch what I eat, but I'm at the stage where I can do that.